You are listening to episode 10 of the Keto Island Boys podcast. Today we are interviewing Vandrick, aka Bishop. He is on day 2 of his keto journey. Listen to all the questions he has for the Keto Island Boys and how we answer him. Thank you. What do you mean when you say I'll tie it up? Hey, do you mean what you say? What do you mean?
This is Heinz Tonnefau.
Hey, and this is Jeff Crisologo, and welcome to the
Keto Island Boys
podcast. We are episode 10.
010 in the books.
They said it couldn't happen. Episode 10 is in the books, and we're still going strong and still happy. And
man, yeah, still love doing this.
Still,
man,
doing our keto thing.
This is like, this is probably one of my favorite parts of the week is actually recording this podcast. So
we just finished our Labor Day, so our week's going by really fast. It's almost the weekend again.
And yeah, so true. It's like Monday was like a weird day. It was like, you know.
Yeah.
Just so used to like working that 5 days a week. Like today feels like,
yeah,
like it's the day before. It feels like, yeah. So it's.
So what did you do this past Labor Day?
Oh, so was with family, you know, but rented a house down in Eugene.
Mm-hmm. How many you guys?
There was like 40 of us. There were 40 of us.
How many rooms to fit 40 people?
There was only like 5 rooms too.
Oh, so.
But yeah, so it was like, hey, you better find your spot to sleep.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
you know, but you know, a lot of it's. I mean, half of that was, you know, the kids. So they all kind of slept, you know, in one room, like, yeah, kind of out in the living room. And like I said, everybody kind of just found a spot. And yeah, you know,
it was an Airbnb thing.
Yep, Airbnb. Oh,
nice.
So like out of the
yearly thing, like a annual.
Were talking about kind of doing an annual thing, you know. So, but you know, we'll see. What sucked was one of us was sick. You know, one of the guys that helped organize it, Boog, he was kind of sick for most of the weekend, which kind of sucked. And
how many people were on keto?
So out of the 40 people there, there was only 4 of us
that were really doing keto.
Yeah. And I kind of went into the weekend planning on cheating. Yep. But, you know, so 2 of the people was me and Cook. So we've been on keto for a while. So we got that, you know, we're easy.
Mm-hmm.
But the other 2 people were just starting out-ish.
Man.
So like eating,
you gotta set a good example.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so I didn't really like eating non-keto foods in front of them.
Oh, that's nice, like, of you. That's good. Be the ambassador of keto.
You know, trying to be, you know. So, you know, so eat a lot of, like, you know, other cheese items in front of them.
Well, what kind of
like,
keto foods do you remember they had at the
So, you know, we had, well, I mean, that was the other thing too. We went to Walmart beforehand and then we kind of all did shopping for the weekend. So
you bought food specifically.
I did. Keto. I was like, me and Cook kind of bought all the keto foods, you know, so that at least we had rinds. Those options. Yep.
Yeah.
It's exactly what we brought. Pork rinds, lots of cheese, lots of different types of cheese.
Sliced meats, like deli meats.
Pepperoni and salami. Yep. But they didn't have a slicer there. They just had the deli meats already packaged up. So we kind of got the ones that were already prepackaged. They had the wisps there that were already the small bag, though, not like the Costco one. So got some of that. Just a bunch of cheeses. And then, pork rinds, 2 different types of pork rinds, and then had to get my sparkling waters.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. That's nice.
So they had a generic flavor there, too. So that
the bubbly? Which one did you get?
It was like Walmart's generic flavor. It came in 12 packs. Uh-huh. So that's why I kind of got it. So actually, I got 2 12 packs of those and then 2 8 packs of the Waterloo.
Oh, yeah, the Waterloo.
They had Waterloo. Yeah. They had blackberry, and then they had the grapefruit.
We need to do a blind sparkling water taste test.
I'd be a G at that. So.
And so you got enough. Yep. You got all that. And...
Yep. And then just now, and then throughout the weekend, just like random stuff here and there. Like we made burgers, you know, forgot to get bacon though. That was one item that we really didn't have.
Yeah.
I just assumed that it was going to be in the general, like, so burgers and cheese, that was in the general sort of non-keto, part of the non-keto foods just us keto people were able to eat too. So, and then I forgot too, we got like a bunch of steaks. So we probably bought 8 ribeye steaks.
That's enough. That'll keep you full. Yeah, I got steaks, cheeses.
Oh yeah. And then tons of hot dogs too. Hot dogs with cheese inside, which are bomb. Yeah. And then we had like just the little snacks that we had brought for ourselves before we had gone out there. So like jerky.
Yeah.
Like some of that stuff from Oh Boy Roberto. And so.
See, all those photos opportunity. You posted one photo on Instagram, the barbecue.
I did. I know. I should have.
Everything else.
Yeah. I know. I'm terrible at the Instagram. So I need to step that up. But I am going to be on Instagram later on tonight because I think I'm just going to do a live video and just kind of talk. About, you know,
what are you doing?
My week-long fast, yo. I'm on day, so this is day 2.
Heinz is in the process of doing a 7-day fast of just water and coffee.
Yeah.
People think he's crazy and and this, we're biohacking ourselves and
absolutely.
And Heinz is going to try a 7-day. You're on day 2 right now?
Yep.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I just want to see, you know, I've done 48 hour fasts before. I'm like, I know how this feels, but what's crazy is usually this time of the day, I'm super excited and I'm like salivating about like what I'm going to make when I get home and what I'm going to order. So it's going to be really weird to go home and then not eat anything.
Yeah.
So, I think what I'm going to do, though, tonight is maybe get the apple cider vinegar because I ran out. So I got to go get some more of that and then kind of do that. I want to make sure I have enough sodium and basically all the minerals. Yeah. So sodium, potassium, magnesium, sodium. Those three.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of have that and then, you know, have that with like lime or lemon. So I just kind of want to make sure I stay hydrated. And then, so just kind of, and I think I'm going to start just drinking salt water tomorrow just to kind of have more electrolytes and just sodium in my body just because I'm going to be peeing a lot the next few days. And so.
So today you just, how many cups of coffee did you have today and waters and sparkling waters and stuff?
So probably I had three cups of coffee and 2 sparkling waters.
Just
so far.
Black coffee.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then yesterday, I have pictures too that I took. Yesterday, I went to what did I have? I probably had 2 sparkling waters, 2 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And then I had 24 ounces of coffee.
Dang.
Because I went to the Starbucks roastery.
Have you been there? It's nice.
I went there for the first time.
Yeah.
What's crazy is they have so much like bakery items there too. it was only my first day, so I was like, you know, I was hungry, but it wasn't too bad. But they also had like tomatoes and onion or tomatoes and mozzarella cheese. That was like the one random keto sort of item they
Starbucks,
had.
Starbucks.
Yeah, but then they have what's interesting though. What I saw there too is they had like a sparkling sort of juice. And man, I checked it; it was like 41 grams sugar. And then they had And then they had another just in these little bottles that they had. And then they had like a smoothie bottle there too, you know. And it was like it's just funny how these things promote health. Has kale, has lettuce, and then you check the carbohydrates. 41 as well.
I know.
And I'm like, dude, what's with this, like these so-called health drinks that just have so much sugar? It's like
fruits.
It's just crazy. So it's like, and like we always say, sugar's poison. Sure. So it's like, there's no way this stuff can be really good for you. And it's, it's just kind of funny just seeing how they market that. But I ended up getting the flight of, it's like a taster of these 3 different coffees that they have.
Oh, yeah, so they're dark, they're roasts and stuff like that.
What was crazy is the descriptions were all sort of sweet. 2 of them were described as chocolate, and then 1 was described as berry. But it's just straight up coffee, though. So, like, you could barely taste those flavors.
Oh, interesting. Is it the one here on the... On downtown or
Pike. On Pike in like So it's kind of pricey for a flight. It was like $17 for those three. Yeah. But I'm like, you know what? I'm not eating dinner or lunch or breakfast or anything. You know what I mean? And then, so I was like, all right, this is kind of like a dinner. I'll just go ahead and spend this money on that. So it's
bougie coffee, man.
It was bougie coffee, you know, but it was like, you know, just another thing, another additional thing to sort of get my mind off the fact that I was fasting.
And thank goodness we have free coffee here at work.
I do like to drink free coffee when it's available.
So you started your fast Monday.
So the last meal I had on Monday was a, you know, since the last podcast, we were talking about the Baconator.
Yeah.
So I went and finally had that, which was
your cheat meal you had on Monday or Sunday, Monday?
I did. That was the last thing I had, was actually a cheat, a couple cheat items. So I went to Wendy's, got I still don't like the bun. So I got the Baconator without the bun still. And then I got the fish. They had a fish sandwich there, mm-hmm. a cod mm-hmm. fish sandwich without the bun.
You had this without the bun too? Could just put the meat and the fish together on the patty. Yeah.
I did. You know? And I have a picture of it that, you know.
Is there a picture?
I did. So I'm ready to. Oh, yeah. So I'll post it up.
Yep. Heck yeah.
Because I knew you're going to get on my case for not taking enough pictures, but I did.
Okay.
The fish patty is a little bit breaded. I know. Yeah. The fish patty is a little bit breaded. But so I tried to put them all together and take a bite. It was just too messy. So I kind of separated them again. So I killed the fish sandwich first with the lettuce, and then I just ate the Baconator by itself. And then, I don't know, the Baconator was the meat is not as good as the quarter pounder meat from McDonald's. The meat for the Baconator was, I mean, the bacon obviously tastes good. It's kind of hard to mess up bacon, but the meat for the Baconator was just like, you know, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So then that's the last thing. Well, and then I cheated after that because I ended up getting a vanilla frosty, which was hella bomb, with a chocolate chip cookie, which was also hella bomb, but I did feel, it was weird, you know, I just felt sick after, you know, so, and then I felt kind of sick yesterday. So I didn't know if that was from fasting or if that was still from the Frosty and the cookie. So I'd like to blame the Frosty and the cookie, but I mean, it could be because Frosty. I was fasting. So.
Yeah. We love the Frosties.
Yeah. What about you, man? I mean,
had an adventurous weekend. I went to British Columbia, Vancouver.
Nice.
And I went on a 3-day, 2-night hike at the Garibaldi Provincial Park. I hiked about 30.
So that's in Vancouver?
Yeah, it's in Vancouver, yeah. It's in Whistler. So as soon as you go through Whistler, all the mountains over there is where the park is at. So
that's tight.
Yeah, I did each day. I did a total of about 32 miles total I did walking.
Wow.
And my feet still hurt.
Wow.
And I went with three friends and we just explored the mountains and, you know, slept in a little cottage and just walked and took
in
the
sights. Slept in a cottage?
It's a little shelter with like bunk beds. There's like 30 bunk beds. People sleep on top and bottom.
Oh, double. So you didn't have to set up a tent?
Didn't have to set up a tent.
That's
which is nice.
Tight.
Yeah, which is nice. But they didn't have any running water. Oh, they had a lake where you filter all your water through, but there's no running water. Bathrooms are in a little outhouse on the outside.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
No showers, but there's just a ton of scenery. And I posted some pictures up on
Instagram.
Yeah. And yeah, we just had a great time. And yeah, then after that.
So you left what day? Friday?
I left Friday, Seattle, and then we started the hike Saturday morning.
Oh, wow.
Got there Saturday afternoon, hiked all the way through Saturday night, all day Sunday, and then we went back, hiked back to the car on Monday. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And then you had to drive back Monday.
And then we had to drive back Monday. So, yeah. But I felt like I deserved a cheat meal. And so Sunday, that's all we kept thinking about was what kind of food we're going to eat on the way home and what we're going to like get. And so like, yeah, man.
So you stayed keto throughout the hike then?
I stayed keto throughout the hike, yeah.
That's way better than me. I mean, because I was in a house with a lot of non-keto people, I'm not going to lie, I did eat sparingly just random non-keto items like Oreos and stuff that I was just, you know,
here's cookies here and there. My thinking is like, if I'm like so fat adapted and I'm on keto and then I go camp or hike and then I eat carbs and stuff, I'm just afraid that like I'm going to feel like crap or I won't be able to hike, you know, with full energy the next day, or like my stomach might hurt or something like that. So I'm always, that's why I'm thinking like, damn, if I cheat and just went all out and ate carbs, that's what I'm thinking. Like I have to wake up the next morning and hike. And sometimes like I don't handle it too well because I don't cheat a whole lot, you know? So I saved it till afterwards, which is, I'm glad I did, because I did get kind of like tired and I didn't feel good after I just binged on like McDonald's.
Like I said, I'm a firm believer that food makes you tired, regardless if it's keto food or non-keto food.
Yeah.
But the other part of that too, I feel like, is that sometimes when you're fat adapted, I feel like sometimes when you do eat carbs, like your body like kind of flushes it out almost.
It's not used to it.
Just a few of the times I had went number two this past weekend, it was just like, whoa, that's definitely from eating a lot of sugar
and stuff.
And, you know, just a lot of weird stuff happens to my system that like doesn't happen. Like I get real gassy and like, you know, potential for like acid reflux and some of that type of stuff. Like, you know, so I definitely get it when I, and like, I also feel like it depends on what type of carbs you have too. So like, obviously if it's super sugary, like candy, cookies, ice cream, stuff like that, that's definitely going to put you in a
tired state.
Soda, stuff like that. But I, maybe if you're just eating, you know, like rice or bread or pasta, that might actually.
You want to hear my breakdown? So different. When I got back around noon, we ate at.
You got back to Seattle by noon?
No, we got back to Whistler.
To your car.
Whistler by noon, or Whistler area by noon, all the food places. So I had. Poutine that had the gravy,
that's cheese curds,
fries
with
fried chicken on top.
What?
And then I had a
fried chicken. That sounds wrong.
I had a beef burrito with a flour burrito.
From where?
It's called Mag's 99. It's a place, a really popular joint in Whistler. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
On the way back to Vancouver, we stopped by Newtown Bakery. I killed a couple hombaos.
Pork?
And, so it's just pork wrapped in carbs.
Yeah.
It's just a whole dough of pastry. I had three coconut buns.
Newtown's bomb. They also do regular food there too.
Oh, man. Newtown is the best. I had three coconut buns.
Oh.
And then when I had that, when we got to Seattle.
But that's like 3 hours later. So that's
3 hours later. Yeah. 3 hours later, me and Justin went to McDonald's.
Nice.
And I had a large fries.
It looked bomb.
Quarter pounder, double quarter pounder with cheese.
Yes.
And I had 20-piece chicken McNugget, and I had an apple turnover. So all those meals I had in one day, and then at night, like I like passed out. And then
that's Monday.
That was Monday, And then I was trying to fast I was going to try a 48-hour fast.
Yesterday. Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Like at my normal 16-hour fast, I was hungry. Like I needed to eat.
I mean, you did have a lot of output this weekend.
Yeah.
You did 32 miles.
Yeah.
So I feel like that might have had a little bit to
do with
it.
True, yeah, I did.
You know, just, I mean.
But I think I put all the calories that I, you know, spent hiking for the food that I ate for the whole day. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, also your insulin was probably through the roof.
Yeah.
Just eating all that, you know, high glycemic stuff all day. So your insulin is like there. So so yesterday, you know, I could see totally. Your body's starving because it wants, you know, wants more of that good carbohydrates that, you know, it uses for.
I didn't have carbs yesterday when I eat. I just had, I ate a bag of pork rinds, had like 10 pepperoni sticks, and then I had my keto taco salad for dinner around 9 o'clock, and that was my last meal. And then today I haven't eaten yet. So
do you use any apps to keep track of what you eat, because you pretty much named a lot of stuff off, like boom.
I'm good at remembering what I ate and, you know, what kind of foods get me in ketosis and stuff like that.
Me and Cook were actually talking about this over the weekend too. And, you know, it's hella funny just
about macros, keeping track.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, partly because I was like, do you keep track? He's like, no, I don't keep track. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? What eating like this, what it does too, I feel like, especially if you're only eating once a day, dude, that's only one meal a day. So it's really easy to remember what you had yesterday or 2 days ago.
Right.
Because if you're only having one meal, it's like
only
literally
one thing
like,
you remember. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't remember how many coffee/sparkling waters that I might have had during the day,
right?
But I'll tell you what I ate at night for sure. I could probably go back without looking at any records. Like I could probably go back 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
Just for the simple fact is when you eat only once a day.
Yeah.
And then not only that, I cherish that meal because I'm like, you know, starving, you know? So it's like that meal is like such a, like a relief because it's like, oh my God, I've, you know, especially for people that's been eating 3 meals a day for the last 30 something years, it's like, to only eat once a day, it's like these are memorable, historic like moments because it's like, oh, finally, I get to eat something.
I'm not gonna lie, man. When I had the McDonald's, man, just brought back so many like good feelings and good like that's what fries like. It was so good. Like I was thinking like, man, maybe I should get some more fries. Like you can keep eating. Like I didn't get full. Like, I wanted to keep eating it. Right?
Oh my God, that's trouble.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And I could see why.
Did you have a medium or a large fry?
I had large fries. Yeah, wow. I had the large fries, and I was getting kind of full towards the end of eating the burger. You know, I was like, damn, this burger is good.
It is good.
And I didn't finish my. I had split the 20-piece nuggets, 10. I had 10 and Justin had 10.
Nice.
But I couldn't even finish my nuggets and I had Justin finish the rest. I could only get through like 5 of them and I was like, dude, I'm stuffed. And I gave it to him to finish. But
it's weird, even though I'm fasting right now, right? And this is only day 2. Yeah. I really love talking about food because just talking about it, you think it would make it worse? But to be honest, I feel like it's actually helping me out because I'm like imagining those chicken nuggets, that burger. Yeah. I know, you know, I've been to McDonald's so many times in my life that I could easily, you know, I could easily mentally remember the tastes of all those things, like how salty the fries are.
Yeah.
Like just how sweet the Sprite is, just how good the chicken nuggets are.
Shit, and I had a big thing of ketchup too, and I'm sure that ketchup was loaded with sugar.
Yeah, good old Heinz.
I remember that Heinz is ketchup, man.
Yeah,
but it was good. Got out of my system. Went back to it yesterday and today, and I'm back on it. It's not like, you know, it's not that hard. You know, and that's the best thing about, you know, if you did have cheat, just come back.
And this guy Jeff did send me that pic. Did you post that one? Didn't post it. Yeah. So Jeff sends that out to a group of us that like a
McDonald's
semi keto group. Yeah. Sends us that McDonald's picture. And I'm just like, dude, that looks so good. And it's crazy. It's just McDonald's. Like so simple. How
so good.
Something like, cause we just know how good their stuff tastes. Like, especially their fries. Like it's hard finding fries as good as McDonald's sometimes.
And I can remember the last time I had McDonald's was when I was on vacation in Japan in December or end of November.
You haven't gone for any keto meals then?
What do you mean?
So like I've gone at least twice since I've been on keto and not cheated, like just stayed with the program, but just I got the double quarter pounder with cheese, no bun. And then I got chicken nuggets with tartar sauce. So. Yeah. Those two are like my go-tos.
I was in Japan, I had just ate whatever.
And so
I had McDonald's there too. So I remember I had a couple, like 4 or 5 cheeseburgers and stuff like that. But yeah, man, it was a great weekend and it's almost done. And I also celebrated
my September 4th, 2018.
Keto birthday. So I say anniversary. Is it birthday better for people who,
keto birthday sounds better.
Keto birthday. Yeah. I had my keto birthday. I remember doing keto and starting 2017. I was like, all right, I said Labor Day, I'm going to start it.
Yeah.
And I, 1 year later, I've lost, about 63 pounds. And I posted a photo also of my before and after on Instagram. Yeah. And it's amazing what this journey has done. And for those who don't think it's sustainable, I've been doing it for a year, you know. And it's changed my life, and I'm so happy, and I'm continually just surprised and amazed on, you know, you doing it, my cousins, my friend, everyone's trying to help their health, you know. It's just, that's why we love doing this and talking about it, because we love seeing the changes in our friends and just like that awe factor, like, dang, you've done this and you're doing that. It's great.
I remember Jeff starting keto last September and just thinking he was a sucker. And just like, oh, why would you deprive yourself of so many wonderful tasting carbohydrate things? But,
I don't
know. You know, the deeper we get into this sort of educating ourselves about how our bodies work and what keto does, it's like the more sustainable this reality seems to me. Like, I don't think I'll ever go back to ever eating like that on an everyday basis, you know, for a long period of time. Like, if I do, it would probably be like how you were on vacation for a couple weeks. Like, if I were to travel somewhere, then maybe. But, you know, what's good is that we're actually doing two diets, right? We're doing keto and intermittent fasting. And I also feel like, you know, a couple of those days, like Monday, I just ended up intermittent fasting because I wanted to drive back to Seattle.
Oh,
you know, without being tired.
Yep.
So like, I was like, you know, while everybody else is like eating this and then that, I was, you know, I just decided, you know, I'll just intermittent fast today. So that's
natural.
What, I know that's what it's so natural, because a lot of times, you know, when you wake up, it's like, for me, I'm not initially hungry yet, you know. Now, granted, if everybody's eating and it smells great and it's like, okay, maybe, but it's just like right when I wake up is not the time for me that I like to eat. But, you know, to go back to Jeff's keto birthday, did you do anything to celebrate your keto birthday yesterday? I guess you ate dinner. Yeah, that's kind of a celebration.
I broke my fast at 9 and just ate.
Had your taco salad?
Nothing really, just had my taco salad and then stopped at, I only ate for like an hour and a half, then stopped it at like 10.
Yeah.
And then just, till today. So
that's just kind of weird that today, that this week, I don't know, just kind of crazy stuff that we're doing. So I'm not eating this week.
Uh-huh.
And you had your birthday this week, your keto
birthday,
your keto birthday this week.
Yeah.
A couple other things I'd like to bring up too is, I just got my CPAP machine on Friday or Thursday.
Right. Yeah.
So Thursday was the first night I used it. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So I've had it for almost a week. I'm still getting used to using it. So it's still a little weird on me. Like, I don't know if, I think it's helping me out, but I'm still getting used to my mask, you know, and just, it's still a little bit hard for me to fall asleep with the mask on. And
having it used to be it on your face and stuff. Yeah. Just like me wearing a retainer. It took me a while to get used to that.
It's absolutely. So weird. Yeah. So it's like, I can't wait for it to actually help, like where I can really feel the benefits. Cause I feel like I haven't been yet.
Did your doctor say that it'll happen, or like it just takes time to adjust?
Something like that. So I'm like, I don't know if it's like, sometimes I feel like they need to turn up the strength of the pressure or something. Like, so I don't know. Like, so I'm doing that. You know, I just started that like less than a week ago. And then also, I also decided to yesterday. So your keto birthday is the last day that I'm going to try to quit smoking too.
Oh, hey, congrats, man. That's awesome.
Because I also said I was going to quit smoking once I got the machine. I have the machine. Now it's like, okay, time to put my
people quit money smoking, where my mouth is. They have more, they get more hungrier because they're used to putting things in their mouth. Oh, I've heard people who stop smoking eat more.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you're smoking cigarettes too, it's like it's suppressing your appetite. So if you're not suppressing your appetite, then you're like,
That might be perfect then. So you're always full on keto.
Yeah. So it is. So lots of stuff going on this week, especially with what I'm trying to do. It's like, but for me, it's like, hey, it's like, might as well try to start this full on cleanse. And for those of you trying to lose weight, you know, I think I've said it before, but in that podcast, There's a Joe Rogan podcast with Chris Kesser, I think his name is. Anyways, he's saying the number two factor for weight loss is sleep. So I'm hoping that, you know, with the sleep mask, and I need I haven't been able to get a full 8 hours of sleep yet. Just because it's just been a little uncomfortable for me, you know, just kind of having that mask on.
Have you ever tried quitting smoking before?
A couple times, you know. So
hey, man, that's great. That's awesome.
So yeah, I mean, like, it's kind of like with keto, right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, don't get upset if I do fall off. It's just get right back on and just don't smoke anymore, you know. Or same thing, if, you know, if I fall off and eat some sugar, it's okay. Just get that out the way and just go back with living in life sugar-free, you know.
That's awesome. So,
hey, things might happen where, hey, I might have a night where I might smoke a cigarette here or there, you know, but I'd like to long-term, at least, like, not buy and not. I just would like to live a basically a healthier life, because heart disease is the number one killer, and I know that now, you know, and smoking is definitely a contributing factor to
smoking sugar.
Those two combined, it's a deadly combo. Oh, and I've been doing both of those for years, thinking that my workouts were enough to save me, and I just, looking back and like knowing how I feel now, doing keto, it's like I know that's not necessarily the case, you know. So I'd rather put good things into my body and not work out yet.
I would like to
eventually, but I like the way my body's just sort of operating without having to work out. So,
well, I'll continue to monitor you throughout the week, if you're any jittery or any kind of mood swings from not having cigarette. But I understand it's like a social thing, you know. I don't smoke, but
it's
like,
too.
Socially, man, that's tough when you're out.
It is too, but like you said, you don't smoke, so it's like, you know. And I've tried quitting smoking. Like, actually, I tried to quit smoking right when I started keto the first time, and so, but ended up falling off because of alcohol too. So I understand that alcohol plays a role in a lot of my
bad decisions.
Smoking. Where it's eating sugar or smoking cigarettes.
Yep.
So it's like I'm more likely to do both of those things when I'm drunk. So
you're right. Me too.
Or even more so drinking. than smoking. So smoking, it's like I'm more likely to eat sugar, but not necessarily smoke a cigarette. So.
Yeah. Good.
But yeah, just awesome, trying to calm these vices down, man. Trying to stay around longer. And
hell yeah, nice.
So yeah.
And then this weekend, what you got planned?
Just fasting. So I don't know. I'm trying to plan it. You know,
stay,
I'm trying to
stay home.
Yeah, I am. To be honest, I am trying to like just stay home and just maybe like binge on some college football or NFL, or just kind of just stay out of the, you know.
Oh yeah, that's right. Football season's just starting.
Yeah,
oh,
if I could just sit there and just kind of, you know, just stay away from things. But, you know, part of me wants to also be social too, you know, because beings, and, you
know,
like to be out and about. So
it's going to be your first season of fasting or of doing keto on a football season. I did it last year a little bit. It's been a long time since I remember. It wasn't that hard. I can't remember. It's been a year already.
I mean, if you think about it, most people that have get-togethers, or if we're tailgating, a lot of it's barbecue. So, like, if you're just bringing, you know, hot links or sausages or stuff like that, burgers, you know, you're usually good. Ribs.
Anytime I'm going to one, like, I usually have one every week. I'm bringing, like, the keto pizza. I'm making the cheese pizza.
Nice.
I can just eat that myself. I don't care if no one wants it.
That's
true. As soon as they try it, they're going to like it. The keto pizza is
pre-keto Heinz would love the keto pizza, just because I don't, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of most starches anyway.
I got the most likes on our Instagram.
Yeah, I did. You also broke it down, like how to make it.
Oh, true.
It did everything that perfect post. It was like, because people love recipes and love knowing how to make stuff, and like, and you know, everybody loves pizza. So most people, you know what I mean? So.
Shit. And mine doesn't stop. I'm going on a 30-mile bike ride again this weekend, at the Lopez Island.
Yeah,
so
probably going to spend the day on Saturday, wake up early.
See, what's funny is that Jeff Ben always do active stuff, like kind of how he's been, how he went to his little hiking trip last week, and now he's got the biking trip this week. So
yeah,
it's always been like
a part of your... I said that on Instagram. Like, I always thought I was active.
Always been a part of your life, yeah.
The pictures and my baseline tests never showed it. But I was doing the same things I'm doing. Nothing has changed on my activities that I do. It really just was just what I was eating and the kind of stuff I was putting into my body. So you could see what 1 year makes. And I'm hoping the second year, I don't know what kind of transformation is going to happen the second year. But it can't be any worse, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So
I'm pretty excited. But yeah, that's it. All for the weekend. And I'm pretty excited for football. College season started and for... the Seahawks, the Hawks to win this weekend. And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I don't really have, like I said, I'm probably going to lay low if, you know, something comes up that doesn't involve me being around food. You know, then I'll do it. You know, I'll probably document a little stuff here and there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you could probably check out Instagram right now. I went live. Actually, I don't know if it'll still stay on there. I had to figure out how I'm going to do these posts. So
yeah, just do like self mode, do it live. Yeah.
Do it live or
do it as a...
I could do a story and then save the story. Yeah. Like, hey, this is day 3.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you know, because like I've done day 2 so many times. So I don't know.
Or you can do a snap and then save the snap and you can just upload it to our Instagram.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Do that too. You follow us on Snapchat now. We have our Snapchat account.
Keto Island Boys. Correct. Yep.
How about shout outs? Any shout outs?
Shout outs. I just want to give a shout out to Elise. She gave us a shout out. She just ran a race down in Oregon. She was actually right by us. But yeah, Elise Nicolau, she quoted the podcast with Ray, just talking about the quote that she quoted was talking about how, you know, whenever we're working out, it's not about punishing our bodies for what we ate. It's actually celebrating our bodies for what they can do.
Nice.
And so so thank you, Elise, for that. Shout out to my Lakewood parents, mom and pop. They were listening to the podcast on the drive down to Oregon, they were saying.
So, oh, really?
I'm kind of curious of like how much information they were listening to, because I kind of divulge a lot of like personal information about myself. So
you got to listen to it?
Well, yeah, cool. Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately, me and Cook, we have this master plan that we would like to have everybody get on keto in the house. Like I said, there was 40 of us, and like 4 of us were really doing keto. So it's still like a battle. Hey, but
it's a slow movement, but it's trending right now.
And then just sad news, just because somebody passed away from cancer yesterday that we know, Lonnie. Just shout out to Tutu. You know, I know you're going through it right now. So that's why we started this podcast, because a lot of people, Islander people that we know, are, you know, dying from these diseases that are mostly called from inflammation, you know. So whether it's heart disease, cancer, strokes, like a lot of this stuff, it just feels like with the research that we're doing that a lot of this can be possibly preventable. So, I mean,
yep, there's just, late. You can start,
and there's so many funerals that have just happened over the past few years that have been from, you know, natural causes of like heart disease, cancer, stroke, like all these things.
And so you feel the benefits right away. Like as soon as you start fat adapting and not doing carbs, you feel better. I mean, it's a dramatic change within a month. I mean,
I will have to say, though, there is the danger, though. And I just say this danger with a grain of salt, though, that sometimes people that have gallbladder issues, because you're not fat adapted and you might have a lot of fat in your system, that your gallbladder might have some issues, you know, just having all this sort of new fat. If you're eating really fat heavy stuff,
gotcha. Yeah.
And then your body's not necessarily fat adapted yet. So that, I don't know, like, cause that kind of happened over the weekend too, where, you know, One of the Usas Boog had issues with his
gallbladder.
Yeah, gallbladder. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So, and then he was, I know he had tried doing keto a few weeks ago. So I don't know if that sort of helped, like helped initiate that. But the doctor also said though that he could, it's fine doing a high protein, high fat diets after this, mm-hmm. after removing your gallbladder, because you don't really need it. It's not really needed. The gallbladder basically carries excess bile that helps you break down your fat. But she basically explained that the only difference that you'll kind of feel is without having a gallbladder is that you might go number two more often in the day. So, so that was kind of the only thing about that. So, so yeah, I mean, but, yeah, it's just, it's a constant battle every day to try to help spread this, because we still feel very strongly about it helping people's overall health, not just losing weight, but overall health. And the reason why I'm doing this week-long fast is for the autophagy. I kind of want to give my stomach a nice long rest.
Yeah.
I want to kind of heal all the different things that are going on in my body, which is why I'm trying to do this without smoking. So without inhaling some of those toxins and, you know, some of those bad things that I've done my whole life, you know? So it's just like, you know, and just sort of also kind of get my mind right, mental clarity, just kind of, you know, do some meditation, some possible praying too, and just all these like things that.
We should do yoga. I'm down to
yoga. Yeah.
Man, I love yoga. Yeah.
I was telling Cook too, and he said he's probably going to do this with me, but I'd like to do this twice a year where I just fast for a whole week. So like in the fall once.
I think I hear a lot of that. Don't do it all the time. But, you know,
twice a year. Yeah. So another 6 months from now, I'll probably do it like, and then me and Cook, we're kind of talking about doing it. We'll probably do it the week of Easter. Hmm. So that whole week between before Easter and then break our fast on Easter and just kind of do it that. So
I really got prepared for that. You
well, that's what I'm saying. That's in April, March or April. Yeah, that's why it's like perfect. It's kind of like 6 months from now. So
that'd be a first for me too. I haven't done anything like that.
So yeah, it'd be kind of cool.
Doing it with you guys.
Yeah.
You know, document it.
Exactly. Document kind of how we're doing. So like I said, I'm still in the time period that I'm used to not fasting anyway. I'm used to doing 48-hour fasts.
Yeah.
But I haven't done anything over like 50 ever, like 50, something. So
look at us talking about fasting.
It's great. And the reason why I bring this up too is Boog.
Yeah.
I know people that have actually started doing keto. Ryan, shout out to Rhino and Boog. They did this a year ago, or they did this last Easter. So that's how I know that they did, and they didn't even do keto back then. So I'm like, okay, if you guys can do this without doing keto, I'm about to try to see, you know, if I could do this with doing keto and see how much benefits I could get from it health wise and just, you know, try to just cleanse my body from all that stuff. So
it's tight. I'd like to give a shout out to Kristen K. Romero 34 on Instagram. She followed us on the podcast and hit us up on Instagram, and she just wanted to thank us for the Asian Pacific Islander representation in the keto community. And I thought that was really nice.
Shout out to Kristen.
And I also want to give a shout out to Patricia and Sharon and Jay, who I went on the hike with this weekend. We had a lot of bonding moments, and it was pretty good. And actually, Sharon and Trish are starting keto today.
No way!
She just done keto.
Okay.
And she got off of it for a little while. And actually, Sharon did too. And now they've started it. So we started a WhatsApp, a little text string.
Nice.
And she's like, send me all your recipes. And, you know, and they're starting it together. They're doing it together too. So shout out to you guys, and I had a great time this weekend, and good luck on your keto journey.
Nice.
And yeah, I think that's it. So,
Shout out to Jay Thomas. Oh. We have a German listener, so he actually is. So he sent me the screenshot of him subscribing. So I don't know what the word subscribe is in German, but it's kind of tight. So I was like, snap. So,
what time is it in Germany right now?
Right now in Germany, it's like it's like 2 a.m. So, but, you know, he'll, you know, he still gets, so he gets it, what, Saturday?
Yeah.
He gets it. Oh, no, he'll still get the podcast Friday night. He'll get it Friday night. You know, we usually publish Friday morning-ish. So, yeah, you can still get it on Fridays technically. So, shout out to Jay and Robert in Germany for listening to the podcast. So, yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. And make sure you hit that subscribe button on your podcast.
And stay tuned for the next
segment.
Yep.
Today's episode is sponsored by Karma Project. Want to earn an easy $5 and keep yourself safe at the same time? Well, there are 37 million vehicles across 19 manufacturers that have been recalled so far for having a deadly Takata airbag. 37 million. Now, do some good by alerting your friends and family about this recall and earn a $5 reward for checking your own vehicle. I checked mine. My vehicle was not part of the recall, but I was still able to cash in and get the $5 reward. Now, it's important to me that all of you out there are also checking to see whether or not you're safe. So it takes just a minute, and you could get a $5 reward for doing it. Now, check now at this address. This is the most important part. deadlyairbag.com/health. It's urgent. Do not put it off. Check now, once again, at deadlyairbag.com/health.
Bishop.
Yo, what up?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, welcome to the Keto Island Boys.
Oh, I love it. What's up, guys?
Hey, so Heinz is here. I don't think you've met him, and but we have mutual friends. He's really good friends with Justin, and yeah, man.
Wow, you guys sound professional.
Oh, man, we're just trying to fake it till we make it.
Nice. So. How you doing? Why don't you give everyone just like a little introduction of who you are, you know, where you're from, your culture, and yeah, we'll go from there.
Sweet. So Jeff knows this, but I recently just moved from Seattle to Utah to be closer with my wife's family. So
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, man, dropped everything and moved here. And here I am. So I'm right now in Utah. So,
where are you from?
I'm sorry.
Are you from Seattle?
I've been there for more than 20 some years.
Oh wow!
I was born and raised in Guam, but I'm Filipino. Yeah, then moved to Seattle for school, met up with Justin, mm-hmm. Jeff, boy. So, all my life, basically, it was from Seattle. But wife wanted to be closer to family because she has a smaller family.
Hold on. Once I get this, you're cutting out a little bit. What day are you on keto right now? I heard that you were going to start this.
Yeah, I started yesterday, bought all my stuff. It was so funny because, it's so hard because I work out every day. You know, I lost a lot of weight, but... Mm-hmm. I want to be shredded now, so I want to be lean. Mm. So I got involved. Jeff reached out, and yeah, I wanted to do it. Nice. What I ate yesterday was good, man. I was full out of it, so it was good.
Nice. Now, have you ever heard of keto before Jeff reached out or whatever?
Yeah, I heard about it, you know, but I didn't. You know how there's a lot of gimmicks out there. You know, do this, do that. So you know. You know, well, initially my brother owns a gym. Mm-hmm. It's in Seattle. So he call it a lean out program where it's basically almost similar to keto diet. You know, no carbs and sugar and you'll lose a lot of weight kind of thing. So similar, but the cool thing about keto is that you can eat the good food, but just no rice and just knock off the carbs and sugar. So, but this one, man, you can still eat the fatty food and you're still good to go. So
that's why That's why we love doing keto, is because like we love the fatty foods. And that's why we do this podcast for our people, you know, for our island people, for our people from Guam, from Samoa, from the Philippines, from, you know, we all love pork belly. You know, we all love, you know, we all love corned beef. We all love Spam. And those things are all good to eat on keto. So,
okay. So, yes. What, you went to Costco. I saw your little picture. What did you end up buying as your first keto shopping?
So I got the avocado, bacon, got eggs, got the vegetables, you know, like asparagus, because I heard, I was checking out online what kind of vegetables. Asparagus are one of them. Spinach is one of them. So I think that's what I also got some protein shake, because so I what I do for a living, I drive all the time, so I don't have time to eat up my food. So I got some protein shake, which is muscle milk. So that's what I take for lunch. And that's what I have.
You need to send me the back of your protein shake. I'm kind of curious, the carb count, the sugar content on the protein shake, just because when you're doing, you know, your keto, typically you kind of want to be careful on your total carbs for the day. You try to limit it as low as you can. And I know you're just starting out, but eventually when you have, you know, too many carbs, it might kick you out of ketosis, because that's what you're trying to be at, to get in this fat burning mode. So text me. I'm just curious to see what the muscle milk nutrition facts are, because you don't worry about leaning. You know, if you trust this process and if you're eating the right foods, you'll lean out fine. And we might have to tailor it around your driving and being on the road a lot. But you'll find that, you know, when you do keto, you'll be full most of the time, where, you know, you won't even think about, you know, eating on the road.
Yeah, my favorite thing to do while being on this diet is to just not eat. Because I noticed that I drive better when I'm hungry, and I'm more alert when I'm hungry. Yeah. But when I eat food or like a protein shake, God, I'm not gonna lie, I get kind of tired. So, and I just drove 5 hours. Okay. Yeah, I just drove 5 hours this last Monday from Oregon back to Seattle, and that was just kind of my thing. I just drank water and coffee the whole time. I tried not to drink too much, so I didn't have to use the bathroom, but I kind of waited till I drove back to Washington for me to eat anything, you know. So, because sometimes just fasting and eating kind of helps you stay awake too. So I always feel like food makes you tired. So.
Okay. Yeah, I know the muscle milk don't have sugar, so it has zero sugar, but I have to look at the carb content.
Yeah,
I didn't look at that.
So. Road, like, every day, mostly, like, you know, 50% of the time, or do you spend most of your time at home or at an office?
More on the road. So like if I'm busy, I have projects to do, then it's longer. It's usually a typical 8 to 5, but now I've been doing a lot of projects, so you know, it's like 8 to 1 kind of thing. So that's Monday to Friday, but then again, it changes because I have meetings, you know, all that. So, but it won't go over 5 o'clock. So typically 8 to 5, Monday to Friday.
And do you typically, when you have your lunch, do you usually have it in your car, or are you like in the building or?
Yes. What? No, it's with me in my car. So I bring my own cooler. So that's the reason why. Before, it used to be just sandwich or protein bar that I could bring. That's it, man.
So
that's what I eat.
Do you get the concept of keto? Do you know how the whole process kind of works?
Yeah. You know, sometimes kind of confusing, because you have to, you know, like weigh in some foods and all that stuff.
No. So I would say that keto was kind of, so basically what you're training your body to do is not use carbs, you know, sugar as your primary energy source. Because right now, like, you're probably used to like using glucose as your primary fuel source. And what keto does is that once your body does not have those sugars or carbs in the system anymore, it needs to find another source of energy to use. And so it uses the fat that's, you know, that you have built up over the years, or the fat that you are consuming, as its primary fuel source. So that state is called ketosis. And that's what you're striving to do. So you're trying to burn all the carbs out in your system and train your body to use fat as its primary fuel source.
Okay, makes sense. Got it.
Do you have any questions about the diet or what we do or other things that we do to kind of help our process?
I do.
Yeah. This is.
Yeah, I do.
So thank you. Hey,
bro, okay.
Thank you again for this. Like, you know, we asked so many people to jump on our show, and then you. I love how you were just like one day, you've been doing keto one day, and then you're already down to be interviewed, because you know. A lot of people want to see results first, and they're like, hey, wait, you know, a couple months. But, man, we wanted to do one of these shows for new people, because there's maybe people out there listening to this show right now that they have the same questions that you have. So thank you once again. Right. And, yeah, man, go ahead. Shoot with your questions.
Absolutely. You know, I'm an Islander. I'm Filipino. So, you know, I also love beer. So so tell me, can I drink one beer? Two beers. The other question is, I like dessert too. So I haven't done that ever since I started, but I'm just saying, you know, Seahawks is coming up. So I just want to know what's my limit, you know, and stuff like that.
So let me do it from my perspective. I would say since you are just starting out now in keto, I would wait maybe a good month. Just get your body adapted first. Make sure you're like, you know, all the carbs and all the sugar kind of is out of your system. You know, eat as much keto food as you want for now, initially, when you first start out, and then we'll tailor it later. But after your body becomes adapted to burning fat and not used to eating sugar and carbs, then you can incorporate, drinking. I mean, me and Heinz, I mean, we drink almost every week. I mean, I've been doing this for a year, and I drink straight up, you know, whiskey or tequila, just, you know, not with the chasers of Coke or anything, you know, sugar. But
bro, we get fucked up every weekend.
Yeah, we get drunk, and you can.
We do. I mean, but like Jeff was saying, it's you know, with beer, we try to stay away from beer. And then there's actually a substitute. There's like a lot of good substitutes out there. Like, so the one that we probably drink primarily the most, that's a substitute for beer, is Truly. I don't know if you've drinking the Trulys. They're like sparkling waters, but they have alcohol in them, and they have actually 5%. So they're more alcohol than like a Coors Light. But yeah, they're and then they have like several different flavors, like lime and grapefruit, and
I would recommend you trying that. Trulys, you can get them at Costco. There's a lot of those, and the best thing about those is only like one gram of carbs in them, and less than like 2 grams of sugar, compared to like beer, which has like has a lot of you know. But I mean,
that's why beers you want to stay away from, and you just want to drink the Trulys, and then like the especially whiskey and tequila are the two preferred liquors to drink while you're doing keto. Because basically what's happening to your body is when you drink the alcohol, like your body, so your metabolism has to basically get rid of that alcohol from your system first. So it won't knock you out of what we call ketosis, where you're burning your fat for energy. Your body is actually going to use that alcohol for energy first. And then once that is out of your system, then it'll go back to burning your fat. But if you introduce sugar like beer or carbs, then it might kick you out of ketosis fully, and then once you burn that alcohol off, it's still going to continue to burn that sugar that's in your system versus burning the fat on your body, which is what you want. You know, you want to burn the fat on your body. So And
okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and then with desserts, I would look up fat bombs.
Yeah, fat bombs. There's a lot of sugar substitutes like stevia, which is really good. And like, man, the keto desserts that you can make, they're really good and guilt-free, like no sugar, and taste exactly like, you know, the real thing. So you could substitute a lot of desserts on keto. And there's hundreds of recipes. If you follow a lot of the hashtags or even follow, you know, I'll send
Pinterest.
You a Pinterest. I'll give you a list of a lot of keto desserts. But there is hundreds and thousands of keto desserts out there. And they're good. Really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
What else?
Yeah. What other questions you have?
I think that's it, man. Those are my two main things.
Now, I was kind of talking about earlier. Have you heard of intermittent fasting too? Have you heard of that?
I'm trying to remember. Go ahead and remind me.
So basically, another diet. So basically what we're doing is two diets at the same time that really work well together, that really help you basically, like you were saying, lean out. And so what we do is we do this called intermittent fasting, also called time restricted eating. So where you only eat during a certain time period of the day. So for Jeff, his time period that he eats during the day is between the hours of
3 to 10.
So he only eats from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's it. And all the other hours, like before 3 p.m., he's either drinking water, drinking tea, drinking coffee, apple cider vinegar, maybe diet soda if he's bored that day. But he only eats during that time period. For me, I only eat after 6 p.m. So I eat from basically like 6 p.m. to like maybe midnight, because I kind of stay up late and I like to eat right before I go to sleep. I know it's bad, but it's been working so far for me. So, but other people have different times too. Like my cousin, he only eats from noon to 6 p.m. So, but that's, I don't know if that's something that you would want to try. And we tell people in the beginning that that's something you don't have to do, but eventually as you start getting used to eating keto foods, it's like the perfect next step to actually help your body get into ketosis a little bit faster. So,
okay.
Yeah. Cause
so you're
go ahead.
So you're saying if you fast and then eat, like, let's just say 6 o'clock and you're good to go.
6 p.m.
Yeah.
So basically what he's saying is like he'll just his eating window is like 6 p.m. to like midnight. So he'll eat for 6 hours and then eat keto foods or any kind of food,
snacks whatever.
And then after midnight, he won't eat again until the next day.
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
So kind of like how, for example, your schedule, you know what I'm saying? Like you work all the way till 5. So like if you're busy throughout the day, I just want to eat throughout the day. That's kind of what I do right now. So I don't eat lunch. I don't have any snacks. I'll just drink coffee. I'll drink sparkling waters all day. And then when it's 6 o'clock, then I try to go hard out. I actually try to eat like steaks, corned beef. I'll usually have basically almost like two dinners almost, you know, and then, cause I'll eat like at 6 and then I'll probably eat again at like 8:30, but it's usually.
Yo, what happened there?
Yeah. You're back. What was the last thing you heard?
It's about that, the fasting.
Oh yeah. The fasting. Yeah. So, you know, what happens is, you know, naturally when you're doing keto, after a while, you'll notice that you're going to be full all the time. Like you won't be hungry. You won't have cravings. You don't have any spikes of like cravings and what happens is you naturally will tend to want to fast and just like, you know, have windows. Did you hear the windows that we have as far as like eating and stuff like that? So for me, like, I work like 9 to 5. And so I usually will eat my foods from 3 p.m. to like 10 p.m. And then that's it. I'll stop eating at 10 p.m. I won't eat again the next day until 3 p.m. And I've been doing this for the past like 6-7 months. It's just because, you know, my body's adapted enough where I'm not hungry, like eating, and it's okay. Like, you don't have to eat three meals a day with snacks in between. That's one thing that you'll notice when you're on keto, is that you won't be thinking that you have to eat a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner. And I also work out, you know, 4 or 5 days a week too. So if you're worried about not getting enough food, or, man, I have to eat X amount of protein or whatever, you know, you've seen how I look. I've leaned out so much, and I, you know, work out every day after work, and, you know, and doing keto too. So I think, okay. I think you got it. And Heinz was going to talk about his, how he fasts, and you didn't hear.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, with the fasting, I like to, like, when I eat, I just like to eat as much as I can, to be honest, right? But what I noticed, that if you eat as much as you can 3 times a day, you're still going to eat a lot, even if you are doing keto. So what I've basically told myself to do is, I can eat as much as I want, one meal a day. So, like, I've kind of trained my body to eat once a day. And so that one time a day, bro, I go hard out. So I'll try to eat as much as I can. Steaks with cheese on top, and ranch, and salads, and whatever, you know. And then I'll pretty much eat till I'm full. And then that's kind of how I do it. And I've noticed that that way has actually helped me save time, save money. Like, especially throughout the day, I'm not buying anything. I'm not buying that much. Like, I'm not buying food. Maybe just sparkling waters and coffee. But yeah, combining that with keto has really helped.
And also, check this out.
So the weight loss.
Heinz, when did you start again?
March.
He started March, and up till now, September 6th. How much have you lost?
30 pounds.
He's lost 30 pounds, and he doesn't work out.
Oh, yeah. I haven't worked out in over a year. The last time I worked out was last year, like August. So, yeah.
So just to give you you know, people who do this, like Justin, you know, he does this as well, and he's lost over 30, 40 pounds, and he's leaned out so much, and he doesn't work out
either. My cousin Big Cook lost 100 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So he's lost 100 pounds, and he doesn't work out either. But I mean, a disclaimer though, his job, he does like kind of work out a lot. He's on his feet, yeah, you know, so. Yeah.
So just by you working out, it's going to just enhance the experience of all doing of keto. So yeah, you're going to lean out pretty well, pretty good. And just keep doing what you're doing. And I don't think you'll feel like you're going to lose energy if you're not eating a whole lot, or, you know. But it's going to take a little bit right now, just because you're just starting to get to that point to be adapted, like fat adapted. So you got to, like, just trust the process and, like, just continue doing it. It'll work. You know, as is anything, it takes a while for your body to change a whole, you know, 40 plus years of eating rice and adobo, you know, and stuff like that. So, you get what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep. I got it.
Is anybody in your house doing it too, or is it just you?
It's just me. Just me.
Okay. Yeah. And so, you know, Shawnee's doing it too. And, he's like on his, 1 month already. And, you know, he's been down like 15 pounds and lost like 4 inches off his waist, and, man, he's doing really good. So, what is your goal? Like, how much are you trying to lose, or, doing keto?
Until I get my six pack.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm just trying to.
It's going to come. If you're working out and you're doing keto, it'll come.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. Just got to build muscle and then get tone from there. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Nice. Have you ever done any other kind of diets? If so, what were some of the ones that you've tried before and didn't have any success with?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I did something similar to this, again, with no carbs and sugar. But see, it's all more of being committed, right? So, like, you know, like, so what I do is 5 days a week, I'll try to not eat as much carbs or sugar. And then on the weekend, that's my cheating time. So, you know, I'll eat my rice, you know, dessert, drink beer. So obviously it wasn't, well, kind of working, you know, a little bit, you know, but it's not working, you know, where you know, it's where I want to be at, basically. Right. So
absolutely. And I think what's different about this lifestyle than anything you tried before is that you've never had a done a diet like this where you've increased your fat way more than like cutting carbs, you know, lower carbs. Once you increase your fat, like, cause you know, the fat is like 70% of this diet, you'll notice that you won't have those cravings for like, you know, rice or sugar, and that you'll feel pretty full. Like you say, you can still eat all the foods you like the bacon, a lot of cheeses, eggs, dairy, and you know, a lot of nuts like macadamia nuts or almonds and stuff like that. So you don't, well, I stuck with it because no one's selling me on anything, and I don't find it restricting at all, you know, other than rice, you know. But Heinz, you know, he does it, and you know, he goes, has whatever he wants on the weekends occasionally, and then he goes back into it hard, you know, on Monday, you know.
Yep. I'll take a one weekend day or like the whole day, and I'll cheat the whole day. So I'll go hard out too, man. I'll go like, I'll eat a whole, like literally a whole bag of Oreos, or I'll just go and maybe just get drunk off a beer or something, but, or even eat a bunch of rice. But, what I do to get back into ketosis, the fastest way that I've seen is by just not eating. And that goes back to fasting. So a lot of times if I cheat on the weekend, for me to get back is I won't eat all day Monday, and then I'll eat only dinner on Tuesday. So I'll go all day Monday and then all day Tuesday, and then I'll eat dinner on Tuesday. And then, like I said, I haven't worked out at all in like over a year, but I've been losing about 5 pounds every month just by doing that. And I still get to enjoy my weekends of cheating. So like there's different ways to do it, you know, and that's just kind of how I do it. And I still see results, and I haven't worked out at all. So,
yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. All righty then. Okay. Well, that helps. Helps out a lot.
Yeah. And you know, you can always text us or just, you know, hit us up on Instagram. If you have any questions, message us, and any kind of, you know, issues. And I would say just kind of be cautious about what stuff you're buying. Look at the carb count, look at the sugar count, because on keto, you kind of want to keep your net carb, like total carb count, to like somewhere between 30 to 40 grams a day. So if you're kind of doing more than that, it's probably going to kick you out of the fat burning process, ketosis. So just kind of be more wary about like what stuff you're buying, just because the, you know, a keto diet is, you know, like we say, like 70% fat in, you know, good fats, like, you know, avocados and cheeses and nuts, 20% protein, right? And then maybe 5 to 10% carbs, which you get naturally in like vegetables or in some fruits and stuff like that. So for the first month or so, kind of just be strict, just to get your body adapted. And then maybe we go from there. Maybe we'll tailor it if you're having a stall or you don't see any results, just kind of hit us up and we'll adjust it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Nice.
Yeah. Appreciate that. You could still make a lot of like Filipino dishes too. So you could still have like adobo. You could still have sinigang.
Yeah.
Just you want to stay away from like starchy vegetables like potatoes. So make sure you don't add any of that type of stuff. But
just don't eat it,
and then a lot of those things people eat with rice, right? So that's a little bit different, but just don't eat that stuff with rice. But a lot of that, you know, islander food that you could still eat, you know, Kelaguen is keto, you know, like lots of like foods that you can eat, corned beef, you know. So that's my go-to, is I eat a lot of corned beef. So
okay.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Bishop, thanks, man. We appreciate your time. Maybe we'll do another interview.
Like a follow-up in a few months.
A few months.
Just see how you're doing with it, and then see what kind of struggles you may have ran into, or things that you really like to eat. That's another question we like to ask. So stuff like that. But man, we wish you good luck, man. And we got your back. If you need any help or need any support, man, that's basically what we made this podcast for, is for, you know, supporting everybody that's starting or just has questions or that, you know, may run into some issues. You know, that's what we're here for. So,
cool. So yeah, man. Appreciate it.
And before all I right. get, one last thing, do you have any shout outs or do you have any plugs that you want to do, business or any?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Anything you want to, you know?
Later on.
Okay. Cool, man.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk all soon.
Right. All right. Sounds good.
All right, man. Later.
Bye-bye.
For this part of the podcast, we're going to use real-world situations.
Situations where you go out to eat with your friends and family that are not necessarily doing keto. So listen to what we, the Keto Island Boys, would order.
All right, welcome back. Today we are going to be breaking down the Jimmy John's menu.
Freaky fast.
Freaky fast gourmet sandwiches since 1983. I know it's cool here at work because we can get it delivered pretty fast, freaky fast here at work.
The fastest they've ever, they haven't done it this fast since, but there was one time I ordered online. Mm-hmm. I went to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Just number one, too.
just
number one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then before I had even gotten back to my desk,
yeah,
the food was here. I was like, dude, now that's super freaky fast.
And the like, and there and
they must have had one ready, and then the dude was on his bike on his way here.
Like, probably made it on his bike.
Yeah,
but I mean, too. The Jimmy John's is like, it's literally like, it's far away. It's in Pioneer Square, right? For us, I think that's the closest one.
Yeah, so it's
one.
About yeah. I mean, it's still less than a mile though.
Yeah,
it's maybe like half a mile.
And they're on bike.
Yeah, like maybe 3/4 of a mile. No, maybe it is a mile because it is kind of deep. I don't know. Yeah, it's probably about a mile.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then you could ride on a bike, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes?
Mm.
To, like, how fast? You guys are bikers. You and Justin can go biking.
Yeah, I think like less than 5 minutes.
For sure, less than 5 minutes, right? Because people can run 5-minute miles. So, yeah, if there's no traffic and you get perfect, you know, you get all the lights right, you can get here in like 2 minutes easy on a bike.
And so let me see here. So Jimmy John's, did you get to take a look at the menu? What did you think? Would you have ordered? Let me see. Now that I'm looking at, what did you think of the website? So everything on the nutrition facts is down. The nutrition is a downloadable PDF. So everything comes PDF style. And just looking at it for me, the lowest carb sandwich they have is the roast beef, which is the number 2. It has a total of 3 carbs on the sandwich, and you have to get it unwitched. And unwitched just means lettuce wrapped. But I do like to splurge. And my favorite thing actually at Jimmy John's is their tuna salad.
Really?
Their tuna, yeah. Wow. I just like tuna. When I go to like Subway or any kind of place, really? I always like to get the tuna sandwich. Yeah. That one has 7 total carbs. I would get that unwitched as well with mayonnaise and you know, bean sprouts and all that stuff on their cucumbers. And that's probably all I would order, because then, you know, everything else, the pre-keto Jeff would order something different, but we'll get to that in a second. But I would, yeah, I'll probably just get the number 3 tuna unwitched as my keto choice. How about
that's
you?
Hella funny, because I never order tuna when I'm out at
that's
places why, like this.
That's
because,
why we're different. Yeah.
Yeah, no, for real. Unless it is a tuna melt. And then they put like melted cheese on the tuna.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times, the reason why I don't order tuna at some of these restaurants is sometimes I feel like they don't put enough mayo. Like, I like hella mayo.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I'm like, damn, this tuna is just kind of dry. And sometimes I might forget to ask them for mayo. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, I just like making my own tuna salad because I like controlling the ratio of, which if I'm going to make it, I'd rather have a lot of that stuff at home. So the problem with the keto and tuna is that a lot of times I forget, because I like eating tuna with bread, like tuna sandwiches, and that was probably one of my favorites, that my go-tos before, you know, pre-keto Heinz.
Yep.
So just tuna in general is one of the things that I rarely eat anymore. But man, us talking about it makes me crave one hell of a bad right now, where I could put as much mayo, as much melted cheese on. I just, you know, and just probably put it on a bit of lettuce.
Well, this is all kind of relatively new for us. We don't normally just order sandwiches and lettuce, you know.
Lettuce wrap. Burgers and stuff like that. Sandwiches. So, it is. We're definitely getting into like new territory, especially when we're trying to have a somewhat a variety of things to eat too, you know? So it's like, I'm already burnt out of eggs from doing a couple egg fasts, you know? So it's like, I've kind of stayed away from it, but I need to kind of get back into it because of the, I used to love eggs. But anyways, what I would order, Keto Heinz, I would probably go with the, so I've gotten the gargantuan before. It's basically the one that's just heavy meat, but
gargantuan.
I think I would go actually with the perfect Italian, unwich, add bacon to it.
Oh, probably expensive to add bacon. Anything adding bacon.
Yeah, that, expensive. And then probably as a side too, you know, I've gotten the probably like half a pickle at least, if not the whole pickle.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And they're bomb too. So, but probably that, and then you know, Diet Coke. You know, usually when I go to most fast food places, that's usually what I'm getting. So, I think that right there would be what I would get for sure.
Nice. How about pre-keto? Pre-keto. So, like I said, I probably would still get the tuna.
That's so funny.
Yep. And probably with the French bread, and probably get the Jimmy John's, just a regular chips, kind of like a crunchy Tim's Cascade type of chips.
Mm-hmm.
No drink, and I probably would get maybe a cookie on the side.
Oh yeah, for sure. I used to get
cookies now there. The it's so funny because we, you know, just looking at the difference between French bread and wheat bread, and wheat bread has more calories than the French bread, and it also has more sugar than the French bread. And we're thinking that wheat is supposed to be healthier for you.
They say whole wheat. They say whole wheat items. And
yeah, but the whole wheat has more sugar, less carbs. The French has more carbs and less sugar.
Mm.
So that's why the wheats are sometimes, you know, sweeter. But anyways, that tuna on French has 60 grams of carbs. With the chips and the chocolate chip cookie, there was a total of about 140 total carbs in that one lunch for me right there. So yeah, it's pretty eye-awakening of all the stuff you order and just actually taking a look at what everything totals out to when we try to keep ours, you know, within a certain, you know, carb macro for the day. And that just blows it out of the water. So how about you?
Pretty much the same exact thing that you said. Like, I would order the same sandwich.
Except
I would forget to put bacon though, you know, it's already, the Italian is already really good.
Yep.
But, and then I forgot too. I mean, I don't really like to do this in the unwich because it gets kind of messy, but I like to add like extra mayo and extra, I just love my sauces, right?
Yeah.
But with the unwich, it gets pretty messy sometimes just having the lettuce wrap, and then you have all this, you know, bread is another good thing that helps to soak up some of those sauces, right? Like mayo and mustard and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
But I would go perfect Italian. I would probably not add the bacon. But I would get it with that wheat bread though, because I like that sliced wheat bread in
like a loaf of bread.
Sliced. Yeah. So sliced, it's like a square, instead of eating like a sub sandwich, it's like a square thing. And then they would cut that in half. And I always liked that better for some reason. I don't know if I was getting less of a sandwich because it's shaped differently. Smaller, you know what I mean? It feels like you're getting smaller,
right?
Like you're not getting enough meat and some of the veggies. So, but I loved it though. So I would get Italian that, and then you're right, I would do the chips too. So I would do, and I would know, I love the salt and vinegar chips.
Oh yeah,
that they had. Right, God, it was super bomb. So, because then that added more flavor to the sandwich. And then, yeah, for sure, like a drink. And then half the time I would order a cookie too, like have cookies with that too as well. But a lot of times, like if I was in a rush, I would get the cookie. But sandwich for sure, that's usually what I would get.
Cool. Well, shoot, that ends our episode 010, episode 10.
Episode 10, double digits.
So, you know, as always, send us your questions or feedbacks about the podcast, kind of what you like, didn't like. If you want to be a guest on our show, our email again is ketoislandboys@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter also at Keto Island Boys. And as always, please make sure to subscribe and hit that subscribe button on the top there so you can listen to our latest podcast.
Hell yeah.
And Heinz, you want to talk about our disclaimer here?
Oh yeah, you know, like everything that we've kind of talked about in these in this podcast that you're listening to today, you know, some of the things I'm doing, you know, I'm just like we like to say biohacking, and we're just experimenting. And so we are not doctors, we're not nutritionists, we're not dietitians or any sort of health experts whatsoever. Yep. We're just two island boys that are literally just doing what works for us. And we're actually experimenting on things that work for us. But at the end of the day, you know, this diet might not be for you, but we do agree that even though this diet might not be good for you, we do agree that sugar is ultimately poison. So regardless of what diet that you do, like I said, if you do paleo, vegan, if you're any of those other ones, that's fine, and if that works for you, that's even better. But at the end of the day, sugar is bad news, and so just feel like there's so much sickness that comes from that. And so you know, as long as you're aware of it, you know, just, you know, I feel like too many times people are media, government, things that we see, they're just so confusing, and nobody comes out and just flat out says sugar is bad for you. So we would like to take a stand there at least and say that it is bad for you. Absolutely. So enjoy with caution. Just know that, you know, a lot of these health issues come from having too much sugar in your system. So, you know, as long as you understand that, then, you know, enjoy. You know, we're all, you know, we all make our own decisions and stuff. So but we just want to at least get that information and educate you people about how we feel about that subject. So
that's great. That's a great disclaimer. Yeah. And if you do like our podcast and you kind of want us to continue and publish every week, please consider a donation to the Keto Island Boys. Just a couple bucks. It's like a cup of coffee, you know, a month. That'll be awesome. We will give supporters priority at being guests on future episodes. And of course, they will get shout outs every week on the podcast. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just, you know, it'd be nice to have some investment in us just to help us. Because basically what we're trying to do is get this information out. And so, yeah, just having some support would be nice. So, and we're just thrilled that the Anchor app allowed us to do that as a podcast where you could support us directly. Yeah. And yeah, we appreciate first off, we really do appreciate you guys just listening to us. So even if you don't want to donate, that's fine. But we just hope that this information helps you out.
And that ends 010 episode. We're going to take it away with
Makisi.
And he will be?
He will be at, like with the previous podcast, he will be with Fia and Ado. And those are a couple artists. Makisi is Tongan. This is also Tongan Language Week. So shout out to all my Tongan folks out there that are listening. But yeah, this artist will be at Jazz Bones 2 this Friday. So I know this podcast comes out on Friday. So if you're in the 253 Tacoma, Western Washington area, they'll be at Jazz Bones. So you can get tickets at jazzbones.com and you can check these guys out. So, nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Me any better off alone. So many sins.
signals that you're sending, casting down sway. What do you mean you're always right, I'm always wrong? You're my love, my only love. But things get hard, you pull us through. But you're the one I can't deny. Then if you're crazy, then I must be sane, cause I'm in love with you. What do you mean when you say I'm lying up and thinking? You mean you just say,